Vaishnava Tattva, Definition of a Vaishnava. Grihita Vishnu Dikshako Vishnu Puja Paro Nara Vaishnavo Bihito Bigyair Itaro Smad Avaishnava. Learned scholars have determined that a Vaishnava is one who is initiated into a Vishnu mantra in accordance with the regulations of Shastra and dedicated to the worship of Sri Vishnu. All others are non-Vaishnavas. Srila Gurudev said, a Vaishnava is he in whose heart Sri Krishna is always present. Krishna is controlled by the love of his bhaktas and sits only within their hearts.
Aham bhakta paradhino hyasvatantra ivadvija sadhubir grasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriya.
Sri Bhagavan said to Durvasa Muni, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the cores of their hearts. What to speak of my devotees? Even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me.
Sadhavo hridayam mahyam sadhunam hridayam tvaham mad anyat te na jananti naham te bhyo managapi.
The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not recognize anyone besides them as mine.
Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnoraradhanam param tasmat parataram devi todiyanam samarachanam.
Lord Shiva told Goddess Durga, my dear Devi, although the Vedas mention worship of demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost and is ultimately recommended. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotees, who are the object of the Lord's love.
Madbhakta pujabhyadika mayi sanjayate bhaktihi.
O sinless Uddhava, worshipping my devotees is better than worshipping me, for by this devotion to me naturally arises.
Ye me bhakta jana parto name bhaktaschate jana mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas te me bhaktatama mata.
Lord Krishna told Arjuna, those who consider themselves my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who see themselves as the devotees of my associates are factually my devotees.
Nattata me priyatama atmayo nirna shankaraha nacha shankarshano nashir naivatma cha yata bhavan.
My dear Uddhav, you are my very closest friend. No one is as close to me as you are, not even the self-born Brahma, Shankar, my brother Balaram, or the other half of my body, Lakshmi. Indeed, not even my own self is as dear to me as you are. Devarshi Narad to Maharaj Yudhishthir, how is it that Sri Krishna, the Supreme Controller, has become your intimate family member.
Yuyang Triloke Bhattabhuri Bhaga Lokam Punana Munayo Bhiyanti Yeshang Grihan Avasati Tisakshad Gudhang Param Brahma Manushya Lingam.
O Maharaj, in this world, you, the Pandavas, are indeed the most fortunate, because the Supreme Controller of all controllers, Sri Krishna, the original cause of all causes, is your dear worshipable deity, Guru, cousin, brother, messenger, friend, charioteer, and servant, who follows your every order. He who is the object of love for all living entities is himself bathing the feet of all of the rishis and maharshis who have arrived for your Rajasuya Yajna. That same Supreme Absolute Brahma, whose darshan is extremely rare, always resides incognito in your home. Truly, we have not come here to take Sri Krishna's darshan, but rather to witness the amazing way you Pandavas have won over the all-pervading and fully independent Supreme Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna. You have made him your intimate family member. O Dharmaraj, Yudhishthir, how is it that Sri Krishna, who lives in everyone's heart as the witness and supreme controller, makes himself at home with you, always residing in your house? All these great personalities have come here just to see this. The pure devotees are holy places personified.
Bhavad Vidha Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Svayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Svantastena Gadabrita.
Yudhishthir to Vidura. My Lord, pure devotees, like your good self, are verily holy places personified. Because you carry Sri Bhagavan within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. The pure devotee selflessly preaches out of compassion.
Mahad vichalanam drinam grihinam dina chetasam nishreyasaya bhagavan kalpate nanyatha kvachit.
O Narada, great saintly persons like you visit the homes of family men, not to profit from them, but simply to bestow eternal auspiciousness upon them, even though they are often reluctant to hear anything for their spiritual benefit, being too materialistic. Otherwise, you have no need to travel from one place to the next.
Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha.
After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare.
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvatah.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. A pure devotee is extremely rare.
Muktanam apisiddhanam narayana parayanam. sudurlabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamune.
O great sage, out of many millions of people who have attained liberation and freedom from ignorance, or even out of many millions of siddhas who have nearly attained perfection, there is hardly one pure devotee of Narayan. Only such a devotee is actually completely satisfied and peaceful.
Yo mam pasyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami satchamena pranashyati.
For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
Machita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantaschamam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha.
The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me.
Desham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te.
To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
Tesham evanukam partham aham agyana jungtama nashayam yatma bhavastho jnana deepena bhashvata.
To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Three powerful substances of the pure devotee.
Bhakta pada dhuli, ara bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukta avashesha, etina mahabal.
The dust of the lotus feet of my pure devotees, the water that washes their feet, and their maha-maha-prashad remnants, both harikata and prasadam. These three are very powerful.
Prabhu kahe vaishnava seva nama sankirtan dui kara shigra pabe shri krishna charan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, you should engage yourself in the service of the servants of Krishna and always chant the holy name of Sri Krishna. If you do these two things, you will very soon attain shelter at Krishna's lotus feet.
Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshashti chet pranatibhischa bhajantamisham shushrushaya bhajana vigyam ananyamanya ninda dishunyam hidamipsita sangalabdhya.
One who takes Krishna Nam just once by calling out, O Krishna, is a neophyte devotee, Kanishta Adhikari. One should consider him to be his family member and silently respect him. One who, fully understanding the principle of Diksha, has accepted initiation from a qualified guru, and performs bhajan of Bhagavan in accordance with the Vaishnav conventions is an intermediate devotee, Madhyam Adhikari. One should respect such a devotee who is endowed with the correct understanding of reality and illusion by offering pranam unto him and so forth. One who is conversant with the science of bhajan, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vaishnav scriptures, and who performs exclusive bhajan of Sri Krishna, is a Mahabhagavat devotee. Due to his undeviating absorption in Sri Krishna, the pure heart of such a devotee is free from faults, such as the tendency to criticize others. He is expert in bhajan, which means that he mentally renders service, manasa seva, to Sri Radha Krishna's pastimes, which take place during the 8 segments of the day, Ashtakaliya Lila. Knowing him to be a topmost devotee, whose heart is established in the particular mood of service to Sri Radha Krishna, for which one aspires, and who is affectionately disposed toward oneself, one should honor him by offering dandavat pranam, making relevant inquiry, and rendering service with great love. Uttama Adhikari. Sarvabhuteshu yapashyet bhagavad bhavam atmanah bhutani bhagavatyatman yesha bhagavato tamah. One who sees his own bhagavad bhav, ecstatic mood of attraction towards Sri Krishna Chandra, in the hearts of all jivas, and sees all beings within Sri Krishna Chandra, is an Uttam Bhagavat. An Uttam Vaishnav perceives that all living beings love Bhagavan with the same particular feeling of transcendental love that he himself cherishes toward his Ishtadev. He also perceives that Bhagavan feels a reciprocal attitude of love toward all living beings. An Uttama Vaishnav has no disposition other than this. Madhyam Adhikari. Ishvare tad adhineshu balisheshu dvishatsucha prema maitri kripopeksha yakkaroti samadhyama. A Madhyam Bhagavat is one who has love for Ishvara and his pure devotees, is friendly toward his bhaktas, shows mercy toward those who are innocent in regard to bhakti, and neglects those who are inimical to Ishvara or his bhaktas. Kanishta Adhikari. Archayam eva haraye pujam yashradhaye hate natad bhakte shuchanyeshu sabhakta prakrita smrita. A person who worships the deity form of Sri Hari according to worldly faith, but does not respect the devotees of Sri Hari, and does not show mercy to the living entities in whose hearts Lord Hari is situated, is a Kanishta Adhikari devotee. According to this symptom, the Karmis and Mayavaris cannot be counted as Kanishta Adhikaris. Only a person who accepts the personal form of the Supreme Lord as eternal and worships him as such can be considered a Kanishta devotee. Devotees may be graded according to faith. Shradhavan janahai bhakti adhikari utam madhyam kanishta shradha anusari. A faithful devotee is a truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord. According to one's faith, one is classified as a topmost devotee, an intermediate devotee, or an inferior devotee. The topmost devotee is expert in scripture and has firm faith. Shastra yuktye sunipuna dridha shadhayandra utama adhikari se
Tareye saṃsāra.
One who is expert in logic, argument, and the revealed scriptures, and who has firm faith in Krishna, is classified as a topmost devotee. He can deliver the whole world.
Shastra yukti nahi jane dridha shradhavan madhyama adhikari se mahabhagyavan.
One who is not very expert in argument and logic based on the revealed scriptures, but who has firm faith, is considered a second-class devotee. He must also be considered most fortunate.
Jahar komala shraddha se kanishta jan krame krame ten ho bhakta hoi be utam.
One whose faith is soft and pliable is called a neophyte, but by gradually following the process, he will rise to the platform of a first-class devotee. It is forbidden to judge a Vaishnava from a material viewpoint.
Drishtai svabhava janitair vapushascha doshair na prakritatvam iha bhakta janasya pasyet Gangam bhasam nakhalu budbunapena pankair brahma dravatvam apagacchati nira dharmai.
Devotees situated in this material world should not be viewed with material vision. In other words, one should not consider them to be ordinary conditioned souls. The imperfections visible in their natures, such as birth in a low caste, harshness, lethargy, and so forth, and the imperfections visible in their bodies, such as ugly features, disease, deformities, and so forth, are precisely like the appearance of bubbles, foam, and mud in the Ganga. Despite such apparent pollution in the water of the Ganga, she retains her nature as liquefied transcendence. Similarly, the self-realized Vaishnava always exists on the transcendental plane, and one should not attribute material defects to them. A Vaishnava's birth, family, social position, and nation are of no importance.
Vipradvi sadguna yutararavindanabha Padaravinda vimukhat svapacham varishtam manye tararpita mano vachane hitartha pranam punati sakulam natu bhurimana.
A bhakta who has taken birth in a family of dog eaters, but who has dedicated his mind, words, activities, and wealth to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, is superior to a Brahmin endowed with all the 12 brahminical qualities, but who has no bhakti for Sri Krishna. Such a bhakta, although of lowly birth, can purify himself and his whole family, whereas the Brahmin who is filled with pride due to his superior social position cannot even purify himself. Even if born as an outcast, a devotee is as worshipable as myself.
Name bhaktas chaturvedi mad bhaktas svapachapriya tasmai deyam tato grahyam satchapujyo yatahyaham.
A non-devotee brahmana who knows the four Vedas is not actually dear to me. However, a devotee, even if born in a family of outcasts, is certainly very dear to me. Everything should be offered to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. He is as worshipable as myself. A devotee who has firm faith, even if accidentally committing a sin, should be considered a sadhu, for he will be quickly relieved of his faults by Krishna.
Apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananyabhak sadhureva samantavya samyag vyavasito hisa kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chantim nigacchati Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati.
If even the most ill-behaved person engages with determination in exclusive devotional service unto me, he is worthy of being considered a saintly person, sadhu, due to his intelligence being fixed on me in devotion. He quickly becomes purified and attains relief from the bondage of both sins and pious activities. O son of Kunti, attest that my devotee will never fail to attain perfection.
Six kinds of Vaishnav aparad. Hanti nindati vaidveshti Vaishnavana binandati Krudyate yatino harsham darshane patananishat.
To beat a Vaishnava, to slander him, to bear malice or envy against him, to fail to welcome or please him, to become angry with him, and to not feel pleasure upon seeing him, by these six types of Vaishnava aparad, one falls down to a degraded position.
The definition of aparad. Apagata radho yasmat iti aparad.
Any act or emotion which hinders the flow of love and affection, or any activity which causes Krishna to withdraw his affection and protection, any activity devoid of affection or performed with an envious mood,